From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics. Meantime, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, appearing on the ABC program this week, spoke about tweets by President Trump coming back at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who has said he had a nuclear button on his office desk that puts the U.S. within range of a nuclear weapon. Sun-Yun Lee is a Korean studies scholar at Tufts University.
The U.S. is trying very hard to send North Korea a stern message. I think the U.S. feels a bit cornered by recent developments.
Referring to the apparent detente between North and South Korea, U.S. CIA Director Mike Pompeo.
The North Koreans are behaving out of fear. That is, they are very concerned that America, for the first time in an awfully long time, is serious about denuclearizing the peninsula. And I think they're trying to find a foothold, trying to find a place to reach out. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Talks between North and South Korea set for tomorrow. Iranian parliament met in closed-door session Sunday to hear reports on the deadly protest in the country and consider economic conditions that spawned the demonstrations. More than 20 have died in those demonstrations, well over 1,000 jailed. At least one person was killed in Sudan during protests sparked by the rise in the price of bread. Protesters block roads, burn tires, and clash with police who responded with tear gas. Bread prices have more than doubled after the government decided to remove subsidies and halt the importation of grain. Sudan has seen sporadic public interest and protest in the past years against austerity measures. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and allied militiamen advancing on the largest remaining rebel-held territory in the country's north, forcing thousands of civilians to flee toward the border with Turkey. Freezing winter temperatures there now. The offensive on Idlib was expected after the defeat of the Islamic State group late last year. Last week, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the main military operations against IS in Syria have ended and signaled that the focus would shift to the al-Qaeda-linked militants. We asked University of New South Wales Mideast lecturer Anthony Billingsley if this is a new chapter in Syria's long and deadly civil war.
I think it's an inevitable step. I don't think we should be surprised by it. Assad would be wanting to regain control, as much control of as much of the country as he possibly can. And so this is a logical step. It secures his control over access to Aleppo. It also presents a bit of a challenge to the Turks, who have been demonstrating quite a bit of interest in dominating the northern part of Syria for their own interests.
At least 23 people, some of them civilians, were killed in a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib on Sunday. No group immediately claiming responsibility for that attack in the capital of Idlib province. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu eased around a threatened U.S. air cut to Palestinians, stopping short of backing any immediate funding halt that would he call again for dismantling the United Nations Relief and Work Agency created to help the Palestinian refugees. He said he completely agrees with President Trump's criticism of the UN agency, which he says perpetuates the Palestinian refugee problem. The Axios News site is reporting Washington has frozen $125 million in funding for the UN agency founded in 1949 to aid Palestinian refugees and is still a main provider of educational and health services in the Gaza Strip, a U.S. State Department official denying the Axios report. U.S. Navy joined the search for 32 missing from Iranian oil tanker that caught fire after colliding with a bulk freighter off China's east coast. China, South Korea, and the U.S. sent ships and planes to search for 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis missing since the collision late on Saturday. U.S. Navy, which sent aircraft from Okinawa to the aid in the search, said none of the missing crew had been found.
That's the latest world news from VOA.